A tugboat with a women's health clinic tied on deck is heading from Poland out to international waters. Once there, a Dutch group called Women on Waves plans to offer counseling, birth control, and, if requested by Polish women on board, the abortion pill known as RU486. Most abortions were made illegal in Poland 10 years ago. Women on Waves is hoping to change that, especially as Poland moves to join the European Union. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
When the abortion boat, as it's called here, first pulled into a Polish port last week, protesters threw paintballs and tomatoes. As it motored into Władysławowo Saturday from its second run out to international waters, pro-life activists yelled "murderers" and "feminism equals communism" from a jetty across the water. The men's chants, and on this day it was only men yelling, more than a dozen of them, were countered by cheers of welcome by the mostly female group of supporters on the dock. It's unclear how many Polish women have come to the boat for services. To do so, they have to give their names to customs officials and risk the possibility their faces might show up on TV. Women on Waves can take up to 11 per trip, but they say Polish law keeps them from saying anything, but that at least more than 100 have called their hotline. Anyway, says Wanda Nowicka, a Polish activist who invited the boat here, providing reproductive services is not the real point. Getting attention is.
Obviously, we would like to help some women if possible, but basically we want to change the bad, restrictive, discriminatory and not effective anti-abortion law in Poland.
The current leftist government campaigned in part on loosening the law that restricts abortions to cases of rape or incest if the fetus is severely damaged or if the mother's health is in danger. But almost 3 years into office, nothing has changed. Nowicka says there is one simple reason. The Catholic Church is a major political force in Poland. Father Stanisław Gładysz wraps up Sunday Mass in Władysławowo with an announcement of a March for Life this Friday in the port. Later, he says the abortion boat has done only good in the community.
It has strengthened the sense of religious unity in the community. It's a very Catholic population and will not accept any propaganda imposed on them from the outside.
But he is wary that Poland's recent decision to join the European Union could bring pressure to relax abortion restrictions. So is Robert Strąck, a member of parliament organizing the protests against the boat.
The European Parliament has no jurisdiction over member countries' legislation on this issue. However, they have the power to shape public opinion, and they will probably push for changing laws on abortion, euthanasia, and homosexual relations.
The European Parliament is funding a study to collect data on pregnancies, abortions, and sex education. It has approved a resolution urging member countries to make abortion legal but reduce the numbers. The abortion boat's visit to Poland has not been easy. Customs officials spend hours counting medications each time it leaves and returns to port. Local prosecutors are investigating if any Polish laws have been broken. And abortion opponents openly admit their tight surveillance of the ship is meant as intimidation. The ship sails back to the Netherlands at the end of this week. Emily Harris, NPR News, Władysławowo.